Well, those who are helping with communion, would you come and join me? Save me feeling so lonely up here. That would be great. Thank you. Whoever has been chosen.
Is that us?
Thank you for organising that, Judy. It must be you. Thank you. I want to read to you this morning from Ephesians 2, verses 4 through 10. This is probably well known to you, but listen to these words. They should provoke a wow from us. But God still loves us with such great love. He's so rich in compassion and mercy. Even when we were dead and doomed in our many sins, he united us into the very life of Christ and saved us by his wonderful grace. He raised us up with Christ, the Exalted One, and we ascended with him into the glorious perfection and authority of the heavenly realm. For we are now co-seated as one with Christ. And throughout the coming ages, we will be the visible display of the infinite, limitless riches of his grace and kindness, which was showered upon us in Jesus Christ. I have to read it again because you probably missed it. In fact, there's some copies up there on the seat at the end, up there by Mickey, if anyone would like.
I wonder if we should have that we go waving it at the same time.
Waving at the same time.
Does she want to bring it up? Wave, because we're praising God at the same time. Yeah. Do you want to bring it up?
They'll be right there, not a problem. I'll read verse 7 through again. Throughout the coming ages, we will be the visible display of the infinite, limitless riches of his grace and kindness, which was showered upon us in Jesus Christ. For it was only through this wonderful grace that we believed in him. Nothing we did could ever earn this salvation, for it was the gracious gift from God that brought us to Christ. So no one will ever be able to boast, for salvation is never a reward for good works or human striving. Verse 10, we have become his poetry, a recreated people that will fulfill the destiny he has given each of us. For we are joined to Jesus, the Anointed One, or Jesus the Christ. Even before we were born, God planned in advance our destiny and good works we would do to fulfill it. Isn't that incredible? You're allowed to say, well. Again, what leaps out to me in this passage is the fact that we have been saved by grace. It's through his amazing grace, his wonderful grace. There's a couple of things about this in the original languages. In the Greek, it means charis. And it's the same idea where we get the word charisma or charismatic. It essentially means gift. It's a gift of grace. And then another language means sozo. In Greek, for salvation, the word salvation means sozo. And it carries a sense of being healed or delivered. And I discovered this as an Anglican woman named Maggie Ross says this. It carries the sense of being sprung from a trap. Delivered. Sprung from a trap. So our salvation, our spiritual healing, our being set free from the traps in our lives that hold us back is a gift. It's a grace. It's a grace. And it's for us. And it was given to us so long ago. So Scripture keeps reminding us that God's love, God's healing, God's grace is a gift. He gives it freely and abundantly. I would say it's ours for the asking. But frankly, it's ours even before we ask. And now we can acknowledge that like any other gift, we can actually not receive it. We can just leave it sitting there. We can leave it unwrapped and we'll never know the treasures that are in there. And today as we take bread and we take this juice, let it be an unwrapping of his grace again. and just to wonder at that. God doesn't take the gift back. It's always there, always available, always ready to unwrap. So this morning, I'm going to pray and then invite you to come forward, and Judy and John are going to hold these the juice and the bread there, and you're welcome to take and then go back to your seats. And then after that, I'm going to invite you to do this, to just relax in his presence, take that bread and take that wine, and remember, just remember what this is all about. His amazing grace, his wonderful charis, his gift to us. What an awesome God he is. Would you join me as we pray? God, so often I have a hard time accepting your love. It feels too good to be true sometimes. But as I see the juice and as I see the bread, I'm reminded again of that loving act of Jesus for me. Sometimes I find I'm a bit cynical. Sometimes I have a hard time allowing you to love me. Teach me, Lord, to trust you. Teach me to dare to believe just how much you love me. And teach me to notice the many and abundant signs of your grace and your love that keep flowing through my life. And Lord, I ask this today on behalf of us all, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now I invite you to come forward.
Grace.
For us. Thank you for the love that gave lifeblood, gave it freely, experienced death that we might have life, went through it all because of love, and we're the recipients of it. And we can't help but say thank you, bless you, we worship you today. And in the wonderful name of Jesus, the people of God said together, Amen. Amen.